9:01, so we'll call our meeting to order. We've got myself and Commissioner Strahan on the phone here. Mr. Stroff is absent, so we'll all stand if you would, and we'll pray and then have the pledge. Pray with me. Father, first God, we come before you and lift Danny up to you and ask God that your mercy and your healing would be with him and be with those that are seeing about him today in the medical field, that they would help him, Father. We ask also, God, that you would guide this meeting and the week that's before us. Pray, Father, that we'd remember you, that we go through our day and call on you for the help that we need. In Christ's name, amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right. First on our agenda, or next on our agenda, is minutes. Danny, do you want to hold off on them?
Yeah, I'd like to make table the minutes because I haven't got a chance to read those last. I scanned through what she sent me, but I don't have the hard copy in front of me, and I like to look it over prayer.
Okay. All right, I'll make a motion then to table the minutes until Wednesday.
I second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. How about accounts payable? You all right with those?
I'll approve accounts payable. Motion to approve accounts payable.
I'll second that motion. How about including one journal entry?
Yes, that'll be fine.
That was, I've already forgot. Just looked at it a while ago. But anyway, it wasn't a big one. All right, questions, comments? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next, we're ready for public comment.
Bob
Shantz. Bob. Welcome, Bob.
Good morning. I'd like to say I'm extending an invitation to commissioners to be at a press conference on Thursday, 10 o'clock, at the Dutton Inn, which is behind the Dutton Theater. You can best come around Green Mountain Drive. There's going to be a gospel convention here at the convention center on June 28th through July the 2nd. And they had a press conference several months ago, but now that it's getting close, they're going to announce other acts that are coming and what it's doing, and I think it's a big shot in the arm for Branson and for Taney County. And if you can be there at the press conference, or I'll give you something, you can ask some other churches or people, religious people, that they all like this here. So I just wanted to say that. I think it's going to be a great thing for the area.
That's Thursday, you say, at 10?
Thursday at 10 o'clock at the Dutton Inn.
Okay. Yes, thanks, sir. For...
Here's the card.
All right, great.
Those kids want to be there, too.
Okay.
And now that we got that out of the way, was anything checked over about the homes being on the internet, or is that...
To your comments last week?
Yes, sir.
Not to my knowledge. Okay, I think James, our assessor, spoke to that fairly well, didn't he?
Well, he did, but there's a lot of people that just are not happy with it, and... It just seems like, you know, Ohio had a tornado. It seems like we've got our little tornado between the homes on the internet, the old folks wanting a tax, which we all have to pay, but we're not all going to get benefits from it, which is wrong, and the audit. So I don't want to do what some people are suggesting, but they're suggesting to ask all the people running for office if they'd like the audit. And if they don't, they want to put a list of men in the paper who's not for the audit. So I hope still something can be done about that, because we're working on that. And it's kind of hard. I'm not doing as much as I used to do, so I just thought I'd mention it to you. But
okay.
Be there Thursday. Thanks.
Thank you. Thank you, Bob.
I'm not demanding.
You bet.
Well, I appreciate you bringing it up. I remember you bringing it up before, and I know the Branson mayor supported it, I think. And,
yes, and she cannot be there Thursday. She's going to be out of town, but she will be at the convention, and somebody else from Branson will be there.
Very good. But that it? That's all our comment? All right, new and old business. We've got letter of support to FEMA Safe Room. Debbie, would you like to come to the mic and tell us just a bit? Thanks for being here.
Sure. Thanks for having me. What this is a project Hollister School District has worked on for the last 18 months because of the, I believe, three times Taney County has been declared a disaster area due to flooding and ice storm. It made us eligible to apply for FEMA money for a Safe Room grant. We have hoped to incorporate that with our new Childhood Early Learning Center, which is being built. And we're lucky that rains this spring have delayed that building so that the FEMA caught up with the building, with the contractors, so that we didn't have to make a final decision before we knew whether or not that was going to come forth. What it is instead of building just a small gym multi-purpose room that would be used as a lunchroom over at that new Early Learning Center, which will include our preschool, our kindergarten, and first grade, and then eventually we will add on to it. It will also house second grade in the future. It allows us to build a full-size gymnasium there that will be under FEMA specs, large enough to withstand a tornado, and it will be able to house our entire student body plus all of our staff and teachers should the opportunity or the feasibility of a possible tornado warning come. We've got all the little kids right there between the preschool, and it's right next to the elementary. So all we'd have to do is get the middle school, junior high, and high school over there, which we could do in a five-minute period. And then it will be available for the public to use after hours. With the fire station, Hollister Fire Station, right down the road, they will have keys to the facility. So if at 3 in the morning there's a tornado warning and people in that area need to get to a safe room, that will be available for the community. The total cost on that is FEMA will pay for 75% of it. So what it means is $1.2 million that will go towards that facility from FEMA as a result of this. What you do is you get on their list, and it takes you a long time to move up. And we've been very blessed. It's taken in 18 months. We've finally moved to the top there. We've been told by our engineers that we're working with that once you get to the stage where we are, which is where they say, now fill out the lengthy form, which is about 70 pages of the application, they have never turned one down. We anticipate we will have the money released somewhere between Thanksgiving and January 1st.
That's great.
So we're not asking for any, we're just asking for a letter of support because of the Taney County, because of the plan for hazard mitigation in the county. This is a formality that's required by SEMA and FEMA as part of the application.
Great. Danny, we've got a letter before us that two paragraphs explaining. The third paragraph says the Taney County Commission wholeheartedly supports this application by the Hollister School District. Would you like to make?
I heard her report there, and I'm in total support of that.
All right.
It's just a grant. It's not a matching deal or anything.
Match, the quarter, 25% of the match comes from Hollister School District.
Okay.
So the county has no dollars in it, just giving our support
exactly.
to it.
Exactly. And it's because of the requirement of the natural hazard mitigation plan.
Motion to accept the grant application.
Okay. Second. Actually, we're just not a grant for us, but a letter of support.
Right.
Okay.
Letter of support for the grant application. That's the way it should read.
Got it. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. That's it.
Thank you very much.
Got it right here for you, Debbie.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Helen, without a word of warning, I saw an email on a report, but would you like to tell us where we are? You just got a tax report? Yes? No? Oh, can you?
I can't get it off my...
I've tried to look at it on my thing here.
I can't open it.
Yeah. It, that's okay. You can give it to the press later, whatever you want to do.
I just want to let you guys look at it first. It's down a little bit over last year.
But not a whole lot? Okay.
Yeah, it's down about, I don't want to throw any figures, but
okay.
I'll be right back.
Helen's going to go get the report, but we can go ahead and, unless you got something else, Danny, I'll recess our meeting until I think Jim's planning to be in at 10:30.
All right.
And then we can.
Okay, then.
Take care of yourself.
All right.
Bye. Okay, we'll recess our meeting. Thanks for being here.